Let's turn to the 91st Psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. He just got through telling them, you're going to die, all of you, but he's the God that's more than enough. Don't worry about it. It didn't say they went to hell. They just died early. Because they didn't know how to talk as covenant people. So now he's beginning to give them the answer. Now, here's what Moses has learned. You need to say it. He learned that at the rock of water. You need to say this. There are three people in here. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, He is my fortress, He is my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver you. Surely. I said it, surely. It'll happen. Now notice this. It's written a little strange when you don't understand it. And I kept reading this and reading this and reading this. And preaching it. This is called the Soldier Psalm. And it came from a commander in World War I. And he made all of his men memorize this psalm. Verse 4, yes, sir, he'll cover me with his feathers. So very, very, very good friend of mine, Keith Kerber, pastors in Alaska. Special Forces, full colonel. How'd you like to have that for a pastor? Boy, he's much of a man, too. We were in Alaska, and he told me he was departing. They called him back in because of a company there in Afghanistan, but just casualties that they should not be taking. So I talked to him about this. I said, Keith, have your men learn this? Where when you it's an order. Did you stop them anywhere? Any verse in it, they can quote it. He did. And I said, now when you get back stateside, you call me. I want to know how it turned out. 2 years went by, and I got a call about 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, I couldn't wait to tell you. 2 years now. He said, the whole 2 years, zero casualties. Amen. Amen. None. No casualties means nobody was wounded. But he said, now, he said, when I left about a couple of weeks, then it started happening again. He said, why do you think that is? I said, well, Keith, that's easy. When you left, the commander that replaced you did not demand that. Some of them continued to do it, but there are those that did it just because you commanded them to, and they just forgot about it, and they got hurt. Now, notice this. When I'm preaching this, and the Lord began to unpackage this for me, and in my spirit, he said, there's actually three people in this psalm. He said, now, Kenneth, you're the first one. You're the one I will say of the Lord. He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God, and in him I do trust. He said, now, I'm the second one. Surely, Kenneth, he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you, Kenneth, with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Kenneth, you will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Kenneth, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come nigh you. Now, he's used pestilences here twice, and that it is plagues. It is all kinds of sickness, all kinds of diseases. And when you see this over in other places in this first covenant, well, you see the frogs and the flies and that stupid Pharaoh, get these frogs out of here. And they said, when? He said, tomorrow. I preached a message. Give me one more night among the frogs. Let me have one big booze and sex party before I get saved. I just want to, you may not live through it. One more night among the frogs. The devil had a hold of his mind. Amen. That all of that, see, is in those pestilences. None of that. No more COVID-19, 18, 72, or whatever they call it. And it tickles me that now anybody can just get regular fluid. Oh, it's COVID. Well, yeah, it's COVID. It's coronavirus. A bad cold is a coronavirus. COVID-19 is when it hit in the United States, 2019. That's the reason it's called COVID-19. It's actually called the curse of the law. But now, Kenneth, you will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come nigh thee. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. I wrote out beside that, it's just a bad movie. But it's not coming to your house. And when you see it all on television, you just drop down and say, oh, God, I pray for those people. I pray according to what Jesus said. Oh, I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Father, send laborers across their path with the word of the salvation and the word of their redemption from this thing. Yes. Amen. They don't have to be dying.
Hallelujah.
We were at Southwest, and you know who Phil Driscoll is. Well, he came down with it. And then, and I said something about it, and it grows up on the inside of me, that's for Phil Driscoll. Well, then come find out he was in the hospital with it. So I went back to the hotel room, tried to call, and of course his phone didn't, went to voicemail. And I said, Lord, I said, Phil's healed. He's healed of that. Well, David Weider came in and he said, that word was for Phil Driscoll, wasn't it? I said, yes, it was. So, and I thought, I tried to find Darlene's number and didn't find her number either. And so I just sat down on the bed there in that hotel room and my phone rang and it was Phil. I said, Phil Driscoll, you are healed. And I said, this thing will not bother your lungs, and it will not bother, it will not affect your ministry on the horn at all. He said, I believe that. Well, we finished there Saturday night and went home Sunday from the hotel. I was back at home. And Sunday morning, we had EMIC on the TV. And I'm in there in my pajamas in that tent. And George is just really preaching up and going. He was acting like George Pearson. Oh, my. He's just preaching what all happened at Southwest. I got a call. Darlene was on the phone. And she was crying. And I thought, what? She said, Brother Copeland, I don't know how to tell you this, but she said that doctor said that he was so critical he would never leave this hospital. And she said, I want you to know he checked us out this morning. Glory to God.
Glory to God. The word of knowledge and the power of faith. Hallelujah. And that 91st Psalm. And he told me, he said, I never go a day without practicing. Yes. And he said, there I was all that time, my lungs all messed up, and I did not have the time to practice. And he said, I picked up that horn, took a deep breath, and it was like it was yesterday. Yes. Glory to God, hallelujah. The healing mercy. And long life. Now, we'll get down to the bottom of this. Now, verse 9. Now, this bears out what I received in my spirit, that this is Jesus talking to me. Because, Kenneth, you made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. For he shall, for. He's not through yet. For. That means all above. For. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. They shall bear you up in your hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread on the lion and the adder, Kenneth, and a young lion and a dragon shall you trample under feet. Now here's the Heavenly Father responding. Because Kenneth and Gloria have set their love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call on me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, length of days, the cross reference says, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With 120 years, I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. I could just rest my case right there. With long life, I'll satisfy. And now then, let's, Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. Proverbs 3, 1. My son, forget not my law. Let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life, 120 years, with peace, shall they add to you. Now, would y'all put that up there on the screen in the Classic Amplified, please? Did you lose? There it is. For length of days, years of a life worth living, and tranquility, inward and outward, and continuing through old age until death, these shall continuing till old age until death. And dying is the easiest thing you ever did in all your life. Turn to the book of Hebrews and I'll prove it. Are you having fun yet? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's in the second chapter. Verse 9. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by grace of God should taste death for every man. He's already tasted of it. Yes. for every person, every man, every human being. So you can't taste it when you die. You can't smell it when you die. You can't see it when you die, and you can't hear it. You don't die. You just depart. You just slip out. Now, Brother Hagin died three times when he was in that situation. And he said each time, he said, I just left my body. But he said, to my surprise, the first time I went down. He said, I'm Baptist. And he said, I went down, and he said, it got darker and darker. Then he said, I could see the glow of hell. And I could see the gates. And he said, this being caught me by the arm. He said, I never would look at him. And he said, I knew if I went through those gates, I'm never going to get out of it. And he said, I heard a loud voice, but not in the English language. He said, I believe it's the voice of Jesus. He said, that thing turned me loose. And he said, I went back up through that channel. And he said, I went back in my body, kind of like you just put your boot on in the morning. Couldn't feel it. He just went back in his body, and then he was, and he praying there and praying there, and he died again. Went through the same process. And he's screaming, I'm a Baptist, But then the Spirit of God got to him. Oh, he said, I know what I've never done. I've just depended on being a Baptist. Oh, Jesus, he said, please forgive me for being stupid. And he said, help me. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And he said, I died again. And he said, I could tell it. And he said, I told my little brother, I said, go get mama, go get granny. I'm about to die again. And so this time he went up and he said, oh, the glory. He said, don't ever feel sorry for somebody that steps over into that glory. Yes. James, you got awful close. But you had a job to do. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful that I had a small part of that healing, that resurrection. Anyway, and he heard a voice. Go back. Go back to the earth. You're not finished yet. And he said, suddenly I was back in my body. And he said, I'm not going to die now. They thought he meant right then. Well, he was preaching that on the radio, and he'd never told that. He said, this thing's just so sacred, I didn't want to tell it. And his mother and his grandmother was listening to him, and she said, son, don't you know the other part of that? No. She said, something was strange going on in the house. And said, we went there to your room. And she said, there was this really bright cloud. And we couldn't get in there. His mother said, I just backed off. But she said, Granny got about across the dining room, took a run at it, and bounced off of it. So she said, she went back and backed up a little further and took another run at it, and she bounced off of it again. And they said, oh, something holy happening here.
Yes. Yes.
It was the glory.
Hallelujah.
And he said, I knew I'd stay. So he said, I started writing sermons. He said, I could hardly write, couldn't read. He said, I never preached but one of them. He said, I had a whole shoebox full of them. He said, I told the Lord, if you get me off this bed, I'll preach. So he literally preached all of his life.
Yes.
But the glory of God, that glory is in here right now.
Yes.
Because he is in here right now. You will find it in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. If the Spirit
that raised Jesus from the dead, the one that raised Kenneth Hagin, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He will quicken your mortal body. And He's working in here right now to heal everything wrong with you, everything wrong with your family, everything wrong with your dog and your goldfish.
Yeah. Come on.
I was preaching in a city one time. You know, the Bible said God will take care of a man and his beasts.
Yes.
He didn't want your horse dying out from under you.
Amen.
Or your ox when they're plowing. That's the reason you take care of them.
Yes.
Take good care of them. Man came to me and he said, Brother Copeland, my daughter has a little Pekingese puppy that has seizures. You think God will heal that dog? I said, no question about that. Would you come home with me? So I did. Walked into the kitchen. That little dog ran in there and just hit the floor, just had a seizure right there. That devil just showing out in front of me. And so I just reached down there and put my hand on that little fellow. And I said, now in the name of Jesus, devil, you're going to have to get out of her. Just get out of this little puppy. It belongs to this young girl. And she's a believer, spirit filled. And as you get, and the little dog went like this. Now notice what he said. You come right on down and you flow over here in verse 13. Oh, this is so powerful. In the first chapter, he ends by talking about miracles. Our angels, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister? They're sent forth to minister for you and for me, for the heirs of salvation. Therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we've heard. And he begins talking about the things which we've heard. So you come on down in the 11th verse, both he that sanctified and they that are sanctified are all one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Jesus calls you his brother, his sister. The whole congregation of us are called the brethren. And he's not ashamed to call us family.
I'm Brenda Smith from Cleveland, Tennessee. I've been partnered with Kenneth Copeland Ministries for years. 2010, I think it started, and about that time, that's when my husband had a stroke. During his illness, he got to a point I couldn't get him in and out of the car by myself, so we had to do internet church, and it was Eagle Mountain, and so Pastor George, I was excited that I got to see him and wave to him, because he's been my pastor. At the funeral last year, I fell, and I broke my foot, and so and during the course of helping with my husband, I'd hurt my knee. And so I had, this would continue to bother me, the left foot and the right knee was bothering me. And so I put on my list of things to be done with my knee and my foot. He just came out and started talking about there's knees, and I jumped up and I said, that's me, that's me, that's me.
There's all kinds of healing right now in people's knees. I know how that hurts. I've had some problem in that area. But the healing is gone. Just check yourself out. Praise the Lord.
And then I just started going like this, and I went to the back and started walking around and going like this. And I said, yes, yes, that's me. And I noticed that my foot had been healed too. And it's just been awesome because this is the first victory campaign I've been able to come to. So, and it's just great.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You are healed. A mini-book, also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God, as His child and as joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know beyond all doubt that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Pastor George Pearsons. God's will for you is the blessing of the Lord. And that blessing includes salvation, healing, prosperity, and everything good that God has. You know, it sounds almost too good to be true because the world, in comparison, is pulling in the opposite direction. But the truth is, God made the blessing available to anyone and everyone who will accept it. But the decision is ours to make. We need to receive it. And the way we do that is by making Jesus the Lord of our lives. It's as simple as asking Him to come into your heart. I want you to pray with me. If you've never prayed this before, pray this out loud and you just follow me. Say this, Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Take my life. Do something with it. Fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit, and I will speak in other tongues. In Jesus' name, amen. If you did that for the first time, welcome to the family. You are born again. You've stepped on over to the victory side of life. You have just experienced Colossians 1:13. You've been delivered and drawn out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and you've been transferred into the kingdom of the Son of His love. You're a child of God. You're part of God's family. And you've been given rights and privileges. And to help you understand more about your new life in Christ, we have a free resource we want to send to you. It's called The Salvation Package. It's a book by Kenneth and Gloria called He Did It All For You. There are also brochures to help you start reading your Bible and learning how to grow spiritually as you study the Word of God. Request your free package today on kcm.org. And while you're online, check out the other free resources and the information on our website. You can watch videos, you can read content on all of the different subjects of the Word of God, and you can share them with family and friends. Make kcm.org your go-to place for daily encouragement. Until next time, this is Pastor George Pearsons reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about who you are in Jesus and who He is in you. Request the Salvation Package, free on kcm.org/newlife.